For my next few lessons, I'm going to be dealing with the effects of sin. Sin, a three-letter word, the most costly thing in the universe, forgiven or unforgiven. When sin is forgiven, it costs the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unforgiven, it costs the person his soul in eternal torment. Sin invaded the privacy of the first home and left its slimy trail from the gates of Eden to our present day. My scripture reading will be from Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. The first man sinned, and from that day forward, the blighting effect of sin has abounded in great proportion. No sooner had Adam and Eve yielded to the subtle serpent that one curse after another was pronounced. Sin takes its toll and gives no consideration to its victims. The glory of the garden was turned to gloom, and the fruit that was pleasant to the eye became as bitter as gall. Mankind became estranged and separated from God, and God drove them out of the garden. The sorrow of a woman was greatly multiplied. The Bible tells us in Genesis 3:16, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrows and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children." Also the ground was cursed. And unto Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree which I commanded thee that you should not eat, cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow you shall eat of it all the days of your life." Paul tells us in Romans 8, in verse 22, "The whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now." Every thorn, every thistle, every discomfort of the human race is a result of sin. "Thorns also and thistles shall the earth bring forth to you," God told Adam. God said, "In the sweat of your brow shall you eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it were you taken, for dust you are, and unto dust you shall return." The Bible tells me that the ways of the transgressor is hard. Even the sweat of man's brow is the result of sin. Since that day, the way of the transgressor has been hard. Sin is enslaving. Every sinner is employed, whether he realizes it or not. Satan is his master, and death is his wages. For the wages of sin is death. God said in Ezekiel 18 and verse 4, "All souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die." James tells us in the first chapter, "When lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. This death is the second death of the damned." Sin is like the tentacles of an octopus. It wraps itself about us to enslave us. The Bible declares that every sinner is the servant of sin. Jesus said, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." The Apostle Paul said, "Know you not to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness." In writing to young Timothy, Paul says, "For ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures." If you need the sin problem solved in your life, the blood of Jesus Christ can set you free. If you need to be freed from the powers of iniquity and the consequences of sin in your life, bow your head and ask Jesus to come into your heart. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.